Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. And on the line for me, makeup artist to the stars, Kim Lee. It's time for our beauty spot. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, I'm really excited about this segment because we're getting into this fall season, and we want to know the difference between hosiery and tight. So I believe that's what the segment's about today, right?
Absolutely. And you know there are three types, Cheryl. So there's pantyhose, there's leggings, and then there's tight.
Okay.
And I think that we need to be clear as to which one we should be wearing and wearing. You know, you and I, we're a little old school. You know, we came from, you know, traditional churches. So, you know, it's definitely going to be, you know, a different situation for us than most. But pantyhose are definitely the thinnest of the three. And they're meant to be worn, you know, as an undergarment. And they're, you know, pretty transparent. They're close fitting. They come in different levels of sheerness. And I love them with pants. I mean, with pantsuits and skirt suits. I think that they're very appropriate. I also think that you should be wearing them depending on the setting. I think that it's very important that you are wearing them during a time when if you're in, you know, a more traditional office, I think that it's very, very important that you are wearing them when you are actually at church, depending on the setting. I think it depends also, too, on the length of your skirt. If you are wearing a shorter skirt and you are in a traditional setting, you should definitely have on hosiery. Now, people say, Kim, what should I do if I have an open-toed shoe? They do have hosiery that actually opens up at the toe. So you can actually peek through and still, you know, still be fashion forward. But the whole idea of a peep toe is that your toes are actually peeping and that you don't have on a stocking with them. Now, you know, some old school moms will say, hey, look, I put my stockings on anyway, and it really doesn't matter. So let's jump on into tights. You know, tights are definitely really fun, Cheryl. I love them. But I think when you're over 30, you should definitely gravitate to colors that are more neutral. I do like blacks and browns, chocolates, and, you know, grays and colors like that. Emerald greens, I think, are beautiful, even navy blue. But I definitely suggest staying away from them if you are doing mustard or if you're doing, you know, anything like that, bright orange. I think, you know, I like Kayla in those. I don't like, you know, adult women. Now, if you are going to venture into, you know, a tight, which is definitely opaque, I like them with knits. I think knit dresses they look amazing with, and I like them if they're monochromatic. So I like the whole look where it's all one color. I think it looks great, and if you're pairing it with the right shoe, I think that suede shoes look best with opaques. I don't like leather shoes with opaques. I like leather boots, but definitely not leather shoes. I think those should be worn with stockings. Now, let's get on into leggings. Now, leggings, of course, Cheryl, you know, they're thick enough and sturdy enough to be worn as pants, but definitely you want to make sure that you're covering certain areas of your body, depending on your size. Even smaller frame women, I think, you know, should be, you know, pretty respectful as it relates to leggings. I think they can be a little suggestive if you are in an office setting, but certainly I do love them. I love all the leggings that are out now, Cheryl, with the leather you know,
accents and patches
to them.
Yeah.
I think that they look really, really great, but I definitely would like to see them with a longer blazer. I'd love to see them with, you know, an oversized sweater or, you know, all of the sheer shirts that are in. I think that the leggings look great with and definitely should not be worn under skirts. I do like them, you know, and you know, the kids, you know, they do all kind of fun stuff, but we're talking about adults, so I definitely feel that, you know, the leggings should be worn appropriately and not to be mistaken for tights. And I think that's what sometimes happens with the leggings. People kind of get confused. And it really depends on the setting. It depends on your age. And it depends on the length of your skirt and so forth. And I think you definitely need to take heed to those things.
I know I'm getting into a whole different arena, but there was a time when, you know, fashion experts were saying, you know, leggings are not pants, you know, but now you're starting to see more leggings wear worn like pants, or should we not wear them as pants and just stick to the pencil pants or the tapered leg pants to give us that same effect as a legging?
Well, you know, it depends. I think the jeggings that are out, which are actually jean leggings, I think those are kind of cool. And I think it just depends on, again, the thickness of them. You know, I think, you know, when you get into your lesser quality ones, they can kind of come across as tight.
Right.
Because they are a little thinner and you can kind of see through them a bit. I think you need to be very aware of that. I think that the larger you are, you probably want to buy a more substantial legging. I think that that's going to make a difference in how, you know, the quality of it, you know, is going to look. And we don't want to break the bank, but there are, you know, some quality ones that you can actually get and you can pick up. Hue makes really great ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that hues are kind of hard sometimes to fit anything over a size 12.
Right.
So, you know, you want to make sure that you are, you know, investing. If you are a person who's going to wear them and wear them religiously, you want to make sure that you're investing in a quality one. I think that that's very, very important, because I've actually seen where tights have been mistaken for leggings and you can mm-hmm. see straight through them, you know, and I think that that is a no-no. And if I can see your legs through them, then you should really be very mindful, and you should have things covering all of your significant body parts. I think you should definitely be aware of that. And sometimes just taking a second look in the mirror when you go out of the door.
Right.
You know, just say, okay, I can see through these. Maybe I should wear a longer skirt, you know, or what have you.
So it really depends on the thickness of the fabric and the quality of the actual legging.
Absolutely. Got it.
All right, girly. I just needed to make that differentiation, because I have not been wearing them as pants, and I'm just really nervous about that. However, I do have some point knit, you know, pencil pants and things like that that are thicker in fabric, and it comes off as a legging. All right, girly.
Well, Cheryl, you're always appropriate. We're not, you know, you always look great in all your clothes, and you always are fashion forward, so. I think that people should really take a leaf out your book.
So when we're women of a certain age, and I won't air all of this, but when we're women of a certain age, you know, you got to be real careful with that.
Absolutely. So, you gotta be.
Right. You know, because you want to wear the more trendier stuff. You want to wear the biker jackets with it and all of that. But then you start thinking, you know what? I'm 47. I better try to cover that up a little bit.
Right.
All right, girl. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Cheryl.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.